Pope Francis spent the week in the United States, and in a solemn ceremony, he named Father Junipero Serra a saint. A saint? Well, that's a troubling idea for many in Indian country. This is Trahant Reports. At a Mass at Catholic University in Washington, D.C., the Pope offered this prayer.
O God, who by your ineffable mercy have been pleased through the labors of your priest, Saint Junipero Serra, to count many American peoples within your church, grant by his intercession that we may so join our hearts to you in love as to carry always and everywhere, before all people, the image of your only begotten Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
The Pope went on to praise Serra's treatment of Native people, saying the missionary, quote, sought to defend the dignity of the Native community, to protect it from those who had mistreated and abused it. Mistreatment and wrongs which today still trouble us, especially because of the hurt which they cause in the lives of many people, end quote. But that's where the historical record is hard to reconcile with the story of Serra as a saint. Many American Indians, especially those from California, say how can any saint be a part of such a brutal regime? Indeed, the numbers of the dead California natives are staggering. During those years of the mission, more than two-thirds of Native people died. Historian and author Elias Castillo once called the missions death camps run by friars where thousands of California Indians perished. I remember the first time I heard the Native side of this story. It was during the 1970s, and Rupert Costo, the late editor of the Wasaha, a national Indian newspaper, was bound and determined to make certain that sainthood never happened. Costo was a descendant of mission survivors. His family paid the price for what is now California. That's what troubles me the most. The concerns from natives were brushed aside. It's as if the historical and journalistic work of Costo and so many other native people did not matter. This debate is not over, even with Serra's sainthood. Sometime soon, the state of California will likely remove Serra's statue from the Capitol and replace him with Dr. Sally Ride, an astronaut and a physicist. And that makes sense for California, because we cannot lie about the past. We need the accurate references that show the destruction of Native people and culture in building a modern state. Junipero Serra may be a saint in Rome, but not in modern-day California. I'm Mark Trahant reporting.